This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Here at the podcast, we are all grateful every single day to our veterans and our service members. And today, we want to talk about an organization that works with our veterans and wounded warriors who are having trouble coming back home and leaving the war behind. I had the pleasure of meeting my guest today this past weekend, and I know you're going to love his passion for healing our veterans. I think oftentimes we wonder how we can show how thankful we are. I know a lot of times we will stop folks and say, hey, we're really grateful for your sacrifice. We're really grateful for your service. But this organization we're going to talk to today, they're doing such great work toward healing and helping these folks. So I think this is an opportunity for us to kind of spread the word that there is something that can be done. We oftentimes complain about government not doing enough for our veterans. And what I heard this past weekend is just such an amazing organization that I think can do something better than government's ever done. So I'm excited about talking about this. We're going to get into all of that. But really quickly first, I want to talk to you about your health because, you know, I always say you can't put a price on your health. And I stay energized and keep doing what I love every day because I get the maximum servings and nutrition of fruits and vegetables. I rely on Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule to give me the maximum nutrition of 31 whole fruits and veggies every day. Balance of Nature is giving all of our listeners 35% off any first preferred order plus free shipping with the promo code TUDOR. Just go to balanceofnature.com and enter promo code TUDOR to get started today. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule are powdered after an advanced vacuum cold process, keeping the maximum nutrition intact. Put your health first the easy way with Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Get 35% off your first preferred order shipped to you free with promo code TUDOR at balanceofnature.com. I feel confident about my health because of Balance of Nature. Check out all the testimonials from people just like you on their website to see how Balance of Nature is making a difference in their lives. Go now to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off your first preferred order shipped free with promo code TUDOR. All right. Now I want to welcome in Johnny Walker to the podcast. He is retired from the U.S. Army and now serves as a board member at Special Operations Wounded Warrior, also known as SOW, and the senior advisor and director for Special Mission Solutions at Republic Mission Systems. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate it.
I heard what you guys were talking about this weekend, and we had a chance to talk a little bit too. It really struck me because I had just spoken to someone a few weeks ago and I told you the story about a gentleman who came home and he's been really struggling. And this was kind of what you described to me, that you come home and you've been sent off on a mission, and your mission is war, and it's really hard to turn that off. And I think for those of us who have never served, I've never heard it put the way that you talked about it. And I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit about that to our audience who has a heart for service and has a heart for helping our service members, but don't really understand that experience.
Yeah, like I said, you know, when you initially join the military, whether it's any branch of service, you're really not trained to really deal with any of that. So the military really just takes you from a person from the street, and they give you the tools to be able to make decisions and so on and so forth in your military career. So when you leave, so like my experience, you know, I was not a troubled youth. I didn't get in trouble or didn't have any problems or anything. I needed a different direction. So when I joined the military, I really didn't, you know, get up and make my bed in the morning and do the things that, you know, you would do now. But in the military, they teach you that. So they teach you all these things, and they structure your life of how you're able to put things in perspective of how you make sure that you do everything you need to do. And it's kind of a like driving a car. It is muscle memory. So after years of doing all that, and they train you, like I said, we mentioned yesterday, you see all the movies of drill sergeants or whatever talking about kill, 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 blood makes the grass grow. Well, you prepare a soldier for doing that, whether it's a male or female, you teach them to do that. And then there's really no way to re-engage back in society when you go off to war. So those issues you can't fix. You have to find someone that can fix those. But where do you go to get that direction and that purpose? You don't know this question. So I used a term yesterday, you know, being scared. Most guys in my career field, they don't want to use the word scared, but they are. So you have to face facts and say that I'm scared to figure out how I can re-enter society after doing everything I did for going to war and doing those things. So the young men and women, they get trained to do this, but you don't know how to de-escalate that training to be able to fit back into society because war is a very horrible place to be.
And we talked, you were really specific about, we go out there and the human mind is not meant to kill another human. And yet we know we have to do it to survive. And you relive that all the time. Like that's in your head. So how do you come away from that? And oftentimes, like I think about the story in World War II where the guys all decided on play a football game or a soccer game on the essentially the battlefield together. And then the next day to go back out and have to kill those same men that you just played a game against. I think people think, well, war is war, but you are looking at the other person and you know that's a human. So what is that like to try to let that go?
Well, you never do. You know, it's like having if you're in a car accident or whatever, and you're severely injured from that car accident, you never forget that accident. I mean, it stays with you forever. I guess that's where they come up with the post-traumatic issues that you face. But, you know, you kind of maximize that and make it twice as bad. So you look at most of the people that join the military are anywhere from 19 to 25 years old. So what 19 and 25 year old makes good decisions anyway? We laugh about that. We always have kids. They make decisions based on what they want, not what they need. But now you put a gun in someone's hand and he goes and does that, those type of actions. And then that's another thing that gets added to his plate. So what 21 year old kid who goes out and just, you know, does his job and maybe kills five or six people in one mission and he comes back and how does he deal with that? And those answers are probably he doesn't. So that's why you see, you know, the suicide rate of 22 veterans per day. And you see guys that have, you know, drinking and alcohol problems, drug problems, so on and so forth, because they try to hide the feelings and emotions. And so that's what SAL does, is they see those, they recognize those things by clinicians or word of mouth, like Matt and I were talking yesterday. You know, a buddy of mine that I've known for 25 years, you know, had no idea he was struggling until I get a phone call that he's going to kill himself. So I have to be able to figure out how to help that guy and figure out what his problems are, because they're probably generally aligned with mine, and then go, hey, it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to cry. It's okay to have emotions. It's not okay to mask them and then take it to the next step and, you know, get drunk all the time or end up killing yourself, because all you're doing now is you're adding other problems to other people's plates. And that doesn't fix the problem either. It just masks it and makes it worse.
But you made this point that when you come home, you've really been programmed by the military to go out and kill the enemy, right? That's your mission is to be very organized and get the mission accomplished. But when you come home, it's hard to deprogram those thoughts and come back to that place where you feel emotions. And so even though you may have this feeling of like, I'm very sad, this is very, I'm very hurt, I don't know how to explain that I'm sad and I'm scared, you don't necessarily know how to explain it because that really hasn't been shut off. Those emotions haven't been turned back on. So how do you do that part of the work at SAO?
And I'll put it in this, like I listened to a NASCAR driver talk about why he doesn't drive on the highway. You know, so you just go on a NASCAR and you're doing 200 miles on a racetrack. You can't just leave the racetrack, get in your car and go home, because you're going to go back to those speeds to do that. It's very mind numbing for you to try to even do that. So that's why you see every once in a while, you'll see like Kyle Busch got arrested in Charlotte one time for doing like 150 on a highway. Well, he's programmed to do that. But it's muscle memory. Like I said, it's very difficult to shut it off. And what happens is that you come back, and like I said yesterday, if you're married or have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or you have children or whatever, you've removed yourself from those guys and your family to go hang with your guys that go out and do missions. You're with those people 24/7, 365 days a year, and then you remove that element and you come back to your house, and now you feel like a stranger. And so I found myself, okay, when are we going back over? You know, I'm feeling kind of like I'm bored, you know, even though I had friends and I could go do things and I had hobbies and I would look, you know, mess around with my old car or whatever. But you really felt like you were missing portions of your life because you're not back over deploying again with your guys. And that was the missing link for a lot of folks. And so those are also, like I said, the resiliency things, the faith, the family, the friends, the finances, and your ability to have a friend's network that works. A friend is going to tell you, hey, John, I watched yesterday, you know, we partied on the boat and you passed out. Man, we don't need to do that anymore. Those are the friends you need versus the guys that are really your acquaintances that just keep feeding the animal and feeding the fire. And so what we do at SAO is we try to do that. And it's very quiet with how we do it. So, you know, the guys will come out, like our signature event is our Take and Bacon, and you guys will come out. They're very reluctant to be there because we don't feel like we earned anything. We don't feel like we need to be given something. Most of the people that you met yesterday when we were talking, they don't want to take anything from anybody. They want to give back to someone. So when they're sitting around these fire pits and they're having these discussions, and one of the buddies will bring up, hey, you know, I thought about this as well. And it's, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. I thought about that too. It's like the friend that you shared. That's why I want to talk to him, is because for him to say, the only reason I haven't committed suicide is because of my children. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to get in touch with that guy. I got to talk to him. I got to find out where he is in his mindset, and I got to fix that. I got to erase those thoughts. You don't erase them. You just put them somewhere. Like I said yesterday, you never fix it. You just have to go through it and get through that hard pain and that hard right versus the easy wrong, which we always, you know, we relate to. But you got to get to that guy and say, hey, listen, it does matter. Your kids need you. They're going to be parents one day. They're going to graduate from college. They're going to, you know, go to proms. And you need to be present for that so you can say, what a great dress or what a great tux. And those are the things that guy needs to get help with.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
This episode is made possible by PwC. A robot may not be coming for your job, but competitors are coming for your market share. At PwC, we pair the right tech with the right solutions to help you gain a competitive edge. Reimagine operations from the cloud, fuel innovation with responsible AI, and detect risks before they become headlines. That's human-led and tech-powered. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we think about this from a civilian perspective, and when you go through a tragedy, that tragedy is still within the life that you've lived every day. And so there are still memories and there are still familiarities with everything that you see before and after tragedy, but you are out in the battlefield and suddenly you're thrust back into a home that you are not really, you're coming back. You weren't a part of for so long and it doesn't feel familiar. And you're used to a team that always has your back and is around you. And now you're alone almost. And so I think this is something that a lot of us don't think about if we haven't been off to war and come back. But I find it interesting because I think that that slowing down, that instant slowing down is like we can't really understand that because our world is always pretty similar. What happens when a service member, a man or a woman is out there, gets wounded, is expecting to continue in the battlefield, is, you know, the mission's not over, but they get sent home. How hard is that for those folks?
Oh, it is, because you feel like you've let your friends down, you've let your teammates down because either you got shot or whatever. And then you add in the piece that I mentioned to you yesterday. So you get blown up in an accident and your soldiers pass away. I mean, that's a horrible thing that you have to deal with every day because, again, it's like a traffic accident. You know, you're in a car and you're like, you ask yourself, why did he go and I didn't? I don't understand. Why is that? Why am I still here? And why is he not? So there's all these guilts that come with you, because that's just the human nature of just life. You know, you always want to make sure you take care of the guys to your right and left, period. Whether you like them personally or not, they're out on a mission with you. And I used to tell my guys, you know, hey, when I'm doing my convoy brief or whatever, once I put my helmet on and I get in the vehicle, I want everything to leave your mind. I don't care about your girlfriend, your wife, your family, or whatever. I need you to be focused on the mission. Because if you don't, then you put your mind someplace else. Then you make mistakes, or mistakes can happen, which can result in people getting injured or killed. And those are the things you try to prevent when you do go out on missions. But you don't want that 19 to 20-year-old kid to make a mistake because he's mad at his girlfriend because he's argued on the phone. And then he forgets what his job's supposed to really be. And then that's when other things happen. So there's just all these stressors that a lot of people just don't even see or hear. And that's what I mentioned yesterday to you about being scared. You don't want to say that, I don't know. Hey, First Sergeant, I don't know what you just said. They don't want to say that because they figure that you're going to be embarrassed or you're going to get yelled at or whatever. And it's, I wanted all of my guys to understand when we left the wire, I want to bring you back. That's my only job. My job is not to be their friend outside the wire. It's not to, you know, do the politically correctness and try to win the hearts and minds. My job is taking care of the soldiers that were assigned to me to make sure that I get them back home. And if I didn't do that, then I failed my own mission. And that's another stressor. So that's where you see a lot of the problems with most all veterans from Vietnam to all the wars we have. They feel guilty. I mean, if you watch Band of Brothers, the last series where most of these veterans are talking, and they brought up what you just said about the football game, which is crazy. But Shifty Powers made a comment. I got a chance to meet him when we were in Iraq. He said, we would have probably been really good friends. That guy might have liked to fish. He might have liked to hunt. He might have liked to do some of the similar things I had to do. But I had a job to do, and I did my job. And he had a job to do as well. And so how just so elementary to break it down to that, just that piece of those phrases. But then, you know, whoever came up with the war is hell comment really nailed it. Because men and women soldiers, they go through all kinds of traumas. So going back to your point, when you do come back home, your wife or your spouse or your children, they're affected by not only you being there, missing birthdays, missing Christmases, and so on and so forth, but how do they relate to you after knowing what they've heard or seen from the friends and family readiness groups and so on and so forth about, yeah, we heard that, you know, four guys got wounded and two guys got killed. You know, how do I talk to my dad about, hey, you know, your best friend got killed? How do I bring that up? And the answer is they don't. So they suffer as well because they don't know how to respond to the spouse or the soldier that's coming back. How do you have a conversation with your mom or dad about the traumas that you went through?
I can remember as a kid, you know, our parents, my generation, our parents went to Vietnam, and my girlfriend would talk, her dad was a Vietnam vet, never talked about it. Never. She never heard anything. And, you know, we were middle schoolers, and I remember her telling me, I don't know what happened to my dad, but he wakes up with these terrible nightmares and my mom has to calm him down and he doesn't know that she's his wife. He thinks she's someone bad. And I had no idea what that meant. You know, I was like, why would that happen? Because you're a child, you don't know. And so you think about those families that had, I think the dynamic, you know, I imagine he was proud, but also probably had a lot of guilt too. Didn't right. want to tell them what happened over there. Didn't want to burden them with that, you know? And that generation was, came back to people that were horrible to them. Right. And so I think about growing up with a wall between you and your dad or you and a parent, there's this, that wall there that you can't break through. And it sounds like what you're doing is breaking that wall down.
We are. And like I said, what we try to do, we have so many people that really want to help, but they just need to figure out how they help. You know, you hear all the time, thank you for your service. You mm-hmm. know, hey, thank you for this or whatever. And I truly appreciate that. And like I said yesterday, when several folks, when we were in the speeches talking, you know, you look at the media and the political thing that we mentioned yesterday, I don't really follow any of that. I believe that the basic American citizen loves the military. They love what we have. They love the freedoms that we have. And those are not going to go away. What happened with January 6th and on all this other stuff is just an unfortunate thing. And, you know, all the riots and all the stuff that goes with it. But that's just noise. The real people like yourself that are getting the message out, telling people that, hey, you do have hope. You do have a reason to be here. Oh, by the way, it's Christmas. It's Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for doing what you do. And it does matter. You know, yesterday,
I think it matters because I think that when we don't know what the organizations are out there that are helping, we assume that the government should help. And I think that, and that's something that I talked about over the weekend too, is that I think that especially conservatives have never been so adamant that the government, someone needs to go in and fix this. You know, I need a government official to make this right. And I don't even know that people hear themselves saying it. It's like, we've got to get a better speaker, the one that's going to fix this. You know, we've got to have somebody in government fix this. We've never said we want government to come and fix this before. And your organization, who could be better than guys, when men and women who have gone through this to help other people come out of this and understand really what's going on. And you know, I've heard stories of people going to the VA and they're like, I went to the VA and this guy has never served. He didn't know how to talk to me about what I'm going through. It was a joke. And we've always said the private sector does things better. I mean, I will talk to people out there who will say, man, the private sector does school better. The private sector does business better. Like the Social Security is a mess because it's part of government. Why are we asking government to fix this when we can fix this? And we've also always been of the mindset of we take care of our own, whether it's the church, whether it's community. But this is an opportunity to invest in our veterans who so desperately need someone to come around them and say, we are so grateful. And for all of you out there that want to, at Christmas time, say, hey, this is the time where I want to say, I am so grateful to you. These are the ways to do it. Look into these organizations that can help folks really bring them back from a place and save families. I mean, it's not just, I think that's the important thing to remember. This is not just the man or woman who served. This is all of the people around. One person affects hundreds.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it was yesterday. It's why I usually, when I talk to folks, I ask the audience, you know, how many people are either been in the military or family members served? And so 60% of the audience raise your hands. So, but again, it goes back to my son left. You see Gold Star parents all the time. Well, that one person that passes away or commits suicide, it affects the entire family structure. Mm-hmm. It's not just, hey, my wife, you know, I left my wife, I left my children. You're affecting friends, family, and everything. So that's why we talked about the resiliency, the five F's, you know, fitness. How are you doing with your health? You know, I do that too. I take that every day. You have to make sure that your finances are good. So if you upset one of those F's, whether it's faith, family, friends, or fitness, or financial freedom, you have problems. Those are the stressors that come up on board. And so where Sal really does a good job with really good organizations like Task Force Dagger, you know, Warrior's Heart, you know, most of some of these guys that do the Marine Corps thing, all these organizations are intertwined. So my job is to make sure we all talk, right? So we just did this Operator Reset Week at Indian Rocks Beach, and we had a Marine, and he's from California, and he was just like totally, you know, no, I can't get anything done. No one's going to help me do anything. So I go to the VA here at Bay Pines. One of my old former Rangers, Dustin, is a care coalition for the VA. Well, he runs that whole thing for Tampa, but he's also connected to all 50 states. So I gave that guy his card, and he already connected him with the right person in California to get him help. So waving through the system of I won't even call it bureaucracy or bureaucrat stuff. It's a game. It's a system. And if you don't know the right person in that system, you can't get ahead in life at all. So filling out paper X and, oh, you forgot to fill out paper Y. Okay. Well, let's make it user friendly for everyone. And that's what we try to do.
So have an advocate. I mean, that's what we need in so many areas. I mean, most people don't do their own taxes. You have somebody to help you. It's like you have to have an advocate in a lot of different areas. Why wouldn't you need an advocate here?
That's it. And subject matter experts within their career fields, whether it be mental health, whether it be, you know, physical health, whether it be alcohol, drug counseling or whatever. I don't know enough about it, but I know who I can call to get that help for that other person. So they can tell those triggers. Like I said yesterday, when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you don't identify that you have a problem, you're the problem. You have to identify that you have issues. It's like doing your short-term and your long-term goals. If you put that on a wall and you don't follow it, you're just wasting time. So what we try to do is we try to reprogram those soldiers that come back to say, it's okay to cry. It's okay to have emotion. It's okay to ask for help. If you ask for help, what help do you really need? Or are you just putting a Band-Aid on a sucking chest wound is what in the military we say. So you have to fix the problem. And then once you fix the problem, how do I continually keep that glide path going so my mental health and my fitness is in shape from my not only myself, but my family? So if you identify me and you say, hey, John, I've known you for 5 years. And hey, I just want to say I'm starting to see a pattern of stuff. That has to be resonated with that person. And they got to go, oh, wow, yeah, I've known Tudor. She's told me that I need to do this. Well, you probably have to put some weight behind that because it's not just someone telling you something. They're trying to help you keep your health and well-being back. And so what Sal does is we do fishing events. We do, like I said yesterday, we just started a female-only Operator Reset Week, which is
what
just,
happens at the Operator Reset Week?
What really funny is these guys are so nervous. They don't want to talk to anybody. Same thing with the ladies that come. And then by day two, they're opening up. They're meeting people and they're like, okay, I didn't know that that guy had a problem. Oh, I knew that guy. I knew her. Yeah. So every part of a team, like I mentioned yesterday, team construct is like, I never did anything by myself. I always had help on everything. In the military, you do nothing by yourself. They say that you do your PT test, you know, you run or whatever. No, you got somebody helping you. Somebody's going to clock your time. Somebody's going to count your push-ups. Somebody's going to hold your feet for your sit-ups. But you're going to have some sort of assistance with everything you do in the military. So that's why I made the comment yesterday. Nothing is done individually in the military unless you're an individual and that's your intent. And you want your 15 minutes of fame. No, we have men and women that don't ask for 15 minutes of fame. They just go do what they're asked to do and they complete their mission. And then they shake hands and they go back and do their normal life.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives, like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the point here is that if you see someone that's constantly trying to be out there on TV and like, I did this. This is a group effort. And the idea is to bring people together. No one's trying to get famous off of this. This is about continuing service. And right. Service looks all different at different times of life, right? Service may be serving overseas. Service may be bringing folks back and taking care of them. And you have a canine program too, right?
Yes, ma'am. So Baden Canine is run by Josh Perry, and those guys identify folks. We actually gave one to Lawrence Jones. Got a chance to meet Lawrence last year at the hog hunt, and just to watch Lawrence himself change when he had his dog and how he was reacting to the folks. So again, you see personalities like yourself, and you come out. They just want to fit in. They want to be part of that normal conversation. And so I had really good conversations with Lawrence about just in general about what we do. And so Lawrence took it upon himself to pull some of the hunters away. We had Medal of Honor Leroy Petrie out there and pull some of our guys to do a fireside chat. And then they televised their own Fox about what the meaning of, and Leroy made a great point. He's like, I didn't want to come. You know, I was very reluctant to come, but once I got here, I didn't feel like I was worthy. And then after I went out the first day, I'm really glad I did come.
So something changed. So awesome.
In that thought process. And so that's where I get my self-worth.
Is that paid for though, for them to go out there? Like, how do they do it? Because I could see how some people would say, this is overwhelming. How do I even do this?
Yeah, we have sponsors. We get people that donate to our SOW organization, Special Operations Wounded Warrior.org, and they just donate to funds. We have specific groups, like somebody will donate money to the Operator Reset Week, or maybe they'll donate money to our Take and Bacon, or just they just donate money generally to do that. So when we had the opportunity to go to Mar-a-Lago, really crazy, reach out to some folks, some guys at Glock, Talo, a good buddy of mine, made some specialized pistols that had our logo on one side and Task Force daggers on the other. And all these people are donating money. Military Metal Art, which I've probably seen on LinkedIn, they make these amazing signs out of liquid metal, and they're colored and through this. So they made one for the SOW logo. They made one for Leroy Petrie for the Medal of Honor. And we auctioned all those off, and all that money comes back to us. So, you know, with most organizations like myself, we don't pay anybody. It's all volunteer basis. Everybody on our board is all volunteer. We have legal. We have a lady that does all our admin. It's just all volunteered time. And so those are the things that people take for granted for as well. They forget that, oh, wow, John's not making any money off of this. You know, Dottie, our administrative lady, she doesn't make any money off. She just does it because she knows she needs to help folks.
So really, I want people to think about this. The goal here is, we hear all the time that there are 22 veteran suicides a day, and the goal here is to make 22 zero.
That's right.
And that is what all of these people, I think that is just so amazing. All these people volunteering, putting their time in to do this. And really, that takes help. And so when you're looking at your end of year giving, honestly, look at this organization. So tell people where they can go and look at this, because I believe that the people who listen to my podcast are very like-minded. And this is the type of opportunity we want to take and we want to run with. Because just like we've talked about making, I mentioned over the weekend, I've been talking a lot about, you know, making that abortion number lower. Doesn't have to be a law. It doesn't have to be government doing it. That's something that we can do as people. Same thing here. Get together. Look at the organizations that are really making progress. And you guys are. I mean, that's the beauty of this. You can look and you can see results. You can see that this is actually helping people. And how can you not feel great about that? I mean, honestly, I think that's the thing. When people are looking to put their money someplace and say, okay, I want to make an impact here, they want to see that there's results, and you already have results. So tell us where exactly they can go.
So they can go to the Special Operations Wounded Warrior Organization. Our headquarters is out of Tabor City, North Carolina, which is really adjacent to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That's where we do a lot of our things. But they can go to that website and that webpage, and you'll see a donate there, and they can read up on the history. We've been around for 14 years. It was really started by a fireside. You know, some civilians and talking to some military guys, and they're like, hey, we need to really give back. Mm-hmm. And that's how it started. And then it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger as the years go on. And so just like any other organization, you know, you want to give back more than you ever took from something. You know, as a business owner, I mentioned yesterday, your mission statement to be a successful business owner, if you don't follow that, you're not going to be successful. So our business model is to, if I can save one person, like we talked about yesterday, your friend, if I can call him on the phone and talk to him and say, hey, it does matter. Your life matters. You matter to your family. If I can fix that one person, then now his job is to go pay it forward. Mm-hmm. Find somebody else that he can talk to and say, hey, I just talked to this guy that I don't even know, never met him before. He called me on the phone out of the blue, and he told me that I can make a difference by not doing certain things to end my life. And so those are the impactful things that you do, and your whole audience can do that. They know if somebody's struggling. I mean, I'll give you my cell phone number. You can call me anytime you want, because I have a passion for that. Why? Because I almost did it. And if I had not have had friends like Sergeant Major Rick Merritt, that I'll introduce you to, that called me and let me know it's okay, John, to struggle, and it's okay to be scared. It's not okay to mask it and hide and then try to figure it out yourself, because you can't. You have to have help in everything that you do in your life. You have to have some sort of an assistance process.
I love that. It's so hard to be vulnerable, but it's so important that people are and they let people in. And you've done great work. Johnny Walker, thank you so much for being on today.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. You guys have a Merry Christmas and safe travels.
Oh, thank you. You too. And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts and join us next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.